right, so we just wrapped up with Farmer Greg talking about the five components to rain and gray water harvesting. That's the components. The next thing we're going to talk about is the design system, and it will rain again. You know, it doesn't seem like it. I know people are getting skeptical, but it will rain again.
Okay, if you say so.
It will rain again. I've lived here 52 years. The monsoons always eventually come. So what we want to do is we want to think about your property where you're going to be doing water harvesting, really where you're going to be doing everything, permaculture and gardening and that kind of stuff, as a whole system. So you need to look at this design process from a whole systems perspective. And each system itself is a little bit different when it comes to water harvesting. And I love this quote by Art Ludwig: the one universally applicable principle for all, he said gray water systems, I say water harvesting systems, is that there is no universally applicable principle. That's why it's hard for companies to put a product out called a rainwater harvesting system for your house. So what your job is, you have to stand back, do a little bit of research, pay attention to what's going on your property, and then start designing from there. So it's a design process. And I promise you, it's easy to do. It's Tinker Toy-like. You just have to figure out where the water's coming from in your property, where you want it to go, and the different systems, the different pipes, the different gutters that you would do to need to get it there. Does that make sense?
It absolutely.
All right, cool. So that's the second piece of this process. The third piece of this process is I really want you to consider keeping it inexpensive and simple, because a typical residential water harvesting system is going to save you maybe $5 to $20 a month. So if you're putting in a water harvesting tank that costs $1,500 or $2,000, the return on your investment is decades.
And you said, what, $5 to $10 a week or a month?
Per month.
So let's just go on the high side. Yeah, that's 150 years.
Something like that.
Well, we are living longer, you know.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So really spend time to make it inexpensive and simple as possible. One of the key pieces for a system is that you need to slope the pipe, whatever kind of water, in order to move it through to your landscape. The pipe needs to slope a quarter inch per foot. Another key piece is you never want to dead end a water harvesting system in dirt or gravel, because what happens very quickly is where that water is, the roots are going to go. And I had a rainwater harvesting tank in the ground. And this was, when I say tank, I don't mean a tank to hold water. I mean a space for water to land and then soak into the ground immediately. And it filled up with dirt and gravel. And when I dug it out a couple of years later, it was solid roots. So once the roots find that water, they're going to go to it. So the key piece here is, when we exit the water subsurface, when we're putting the water underground, we need to put it in some kind of tank underground that is an airspace and doesn't have a bottom in it, so that the water comes out of your system and immediately percolates into the ground. That airspace almost guarantees that no roots are going to clog the pipe up, because generally roots don't grow uphill.
That disbursement of water coming out of the pipe, like you said, it could go on top of roots. You know, you could be dispersing this on the shrub line or, you know, citrus
right.
tree, whatever the case. But the key is the pipe isn't in the ground, that the water is falling onto the ground, like you said, because the root's not going to come up out of the ground and grow vertically up into the pipe and then start coming up your system.
Right. And yes. And what I just explained is that how to do it with an underground pipe.
By having that big area tank.
Exactly. underground that has an airspace. And I have a free class that I offer all of your listeners. They can go find it at urbanfarmwater.com. It's my rainwater harvesting and gray water harvesting class that I give. So they can go and find out more about that. The next piece is storing water is the most expensive way to go. So the best thing, in my opinion, is rather than harvesting it and storing it, harvest it and then direct it into your landscape where you want things to grow, and then plant your landscape around where you planted your water. So we call this planting your water first and then landscape around it.
And what is so expensive about storing water?
The tank.
The tank itself?
Oh yeah, well, the tank and the installation. My rainwater harvesting tank that I put in 2004 here at the Urban Farm, materials on it in 15 years ago, 16 years ago, materials on it were $1,400. and I ran a class around it, so there was no cost for labor. But normally a tank the size of my rainwater harvesting tank, it's a metal culvert, 7 feet tall, 4 foot diameter, holds about 750 gallons of water, is installed price probably is going to cost you $2,500 to $3,000.
All right, we can do a lot, but we can't stop the clock. That music indicates bottom of the hour news. We'll be right back.